Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Cy Sears in this morning with Sirius SEM. There's a conglomerate of Sirius businesses that you run, correct?
Well, there's multiple businesses, but
Sirius SEM.
It's kind of all under one umbrella, really.
Okay, so tell me what we're serious about business.
Yes.
Is what we're what we are here. But tell me kind of all the things you do.
So the main thing we do is search engine optimization and search engine marketing, really, for local search for service businesses. I'm working with contractors of all sorts. Whether it's one niche we kind of have is sunroom contractors. Mm-hmm. We have quite a few of those, but AC companies, plumbers, any of those. But we also work with medical industry, with surgeons and doctors. And so pretty much any type of a service, those are what we usually specialize in.
So most people have probably heard search engine optimization,
yes.
But as just kind of a hot topic word, but what does that actually mean?
So search engine optimization is to get kind of technical with it, it's the practice of optimizing to rank in search engines. So optimizing your online profile, but it's basically going to be your website, plus your other identities online. So your Google Business profile, what used to be called Google My Business, is a big part of that for local search, which is what we really specialize in.
Mm-hmm.
Because this will date me a little bit, but you probably remember Yellow Pages.
Yes.
When you used to need a service, what'd you do? You went to the phone book and opened up the Yellow Pages.
Yep.
Well, nobody does that now. What do they do?
And you could just go to Sunrooms and you'd find who was local
right
there in your, depending on how big your city was, you had a smaller Yellow Pages book or whatnot.
Exactly. Yeah. And actually, I started in Yellow Pages years ago. Ran the production for a company that was in 7 markets in South Florida. But when that went away, what replaced it? Pretty much Google Maps for mm-hmm. the most part. So when you do when somebody takes out their phone and does a search, what do you get? That local result with the maps, and there's 3 or 4, if somebody's paying for an ad in those listings, that pop up. So what we do is help people to rank in those top positions when somebody's searching for a service they do, not specifically for their business.
Well, and it's interesting the habits that everybody has different habits and how they find things. For a little while, I would actually go on Facebook and I would try and find, search on Facebook. But I actually do go to Google Maps most often if I'm going to find, restaurants near me or whatnot, is because I'm going to have to drive there. I'm going to have to know, the location. And you can find a lot from Google Maps if you are a business owner that has it updated. But if you are not paying attention to that, that is a place where you're really missing out on things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's not just in the maps, because even if you just go to Google search, that you'll get that section that has the map and the 3 results from mm-hmm. the maps. That's really driven by your Google map listing, which is your Google business profile now.
Mm-hmm.
Google's trying to figure out ways to optimize that portion of their product, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The Google Ads has always been their moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
But now everybody's doing ad blockers and things. So that's not as profitable for them as it was at one time. So there's a lot of talks of what they're going to do with Google Maps, even possibly making it. And they do have one ad spot you can do in there. But we'll see if what changes they do make to try to monetize off of that they can. But you go to a Google search, you're still going to get maps results.
Mm-hmm. So, and you use the term search engine marketing.
Yes.
I don't know that I've ever heard, and I've been in the business world, for entrepreneurship world for a bit. I don't know that I've ever heard it in that way before. So kind of distinguish what that means.
So the difference with optimization, search engine optimization or SEO, and search engine marketing or SEM is it includes SEO. We do the search engine optimization, but it's more than just the optimization. So we will run Google Ads for people on search engines, do other types of marketing for mm-hmm. search engines, which usually is around pay-per-click. So it's mainly that it encompasses your organic optimization and your paid advertising.
Well, that and I think that people sometimes sleep on that. They think, oh,
yes.
Well, I have a Facebook listing. How often do you find people that think, well, I'm on Facebook, so that's enough?
It's not that common, really, at least not that well.
We're getting away from that.
I guess when
that,
people probably. Call me, they know that that's not enough. But I do see businesses that are doing that. I don't need a website. I got a Facebook page. Well, there's a depending on the generation that is your prime demographic, that can totally change things.
Yeah. So pause on that for a second. So people, first of all, you have to know your customer.
Yes.
End of story. Second of all, you have to know where your customer is going to be finding you. And so I think I was really shocked at one point that the 20-somethings use YouTube as much as they do. I feel like it's the 20-somethings and the 60-somethings.
Yes.
Really use YouTube for a lot of things. And if if you're looking at hip replacement, something with hip replacement, you need to be on YouTube.
Yes.
And you don't think about that sometimes. You're like, well, Facebook. Well, that's not always the best.
Right. And you're absolutely right. With those two demographics, the other thing is with Facebook, you're really going to hit those 60-somethings also. You know, mm-hmm. that's really yeah. the biggest majority on Facebook. But the, you know, and then TikTok if you're really going for a younger demographic. But if you're, for most of my clients, being service industries and homeowners specifically mostly, other than the medical ones, then they're looking for somebody in their 30s and up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so that late 20s, early 30s, I was told by somebody that works for me, she's like, if you don't have a website, I'm not going to do business with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just being on Facebook or just having other social media platforms is not enough for those people. They want to know that because they've grown up with the internet. So if you're not on there, you're not a real business to them.
Yeah. Can you explain to me how, you know, in layman's terms, I guess, what the value is that Google sees by having a website, because Google does care about that.
Oh, yes.
They're
very much.
And even how your website's set up. So as a business owner, what do I need to know about that?
So first off, and this is somewhat common knowledge in the industry, but there's a lot of people that overlook it. And from what I see all the time, it's not as common as I think it should be. But there's a lot of insight we can get from Google and how they set up their Google My Business. Well, was Google My Business, yeah. now Google Business Profile. And so when you're structuring your website, just in the basic structure of it, look at your Google Business Profile, what categories are available. And those specific names of categories that are available are very specific keywords you want to target. And they may not be exactly what you're doing, for example, say a dentist. But then teeth whitening is a category. Okay. Then you want to make sure you have a piece of content and a page for that specifically. So you can structure pages and everything down to the detail matter. So is your URL, how exactly is that structured, you know, after your main domain,
mm-hmm.
For the page part. So getting all the details right. And even for example, with your Google Business Profile, so if you have other citations online or the address that you show on your website, how is it versus what Google shows when somebody searches your business? Is there a period after North? You know, all those little minor details make a big difference. So pay attention to detail. Read into as much as you can into what Google's putting out there for you to know what they're doing. I'm not saying go read through all their legal documents for their algorithms and stuff because nobody wants to do that. But with what you can, try to read in between the lines as much as you can and to guide yourself for structuring that. Make sure you have the content, like I said, for all the different categories that are relevant to your business. And don't just have one homepage and a contact page. Make sure you have content on there.
Or just one page in general. You just have a landing page.
Yes.
And people are like, well, it's good enough. But Google says it's not. And so you're not going to be found if people are searching for you.
And even just having a little bit of content is not enough. There's really, like, you know, in the industry, kind of considered minimum word counts you want on a page for it to even be a viable page. So 500 is like a bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And for certain topics, that can be difficult for a business owner to come up with something to say more than, you know, 300 words maybe. But the other thing to do is look at who they're ranking out there, what kind of content they have, what amount of content you're competing against. And get an idea of your competition.
Well, and I would think that with the AI world exploding a bit, you can kind of find, I think some people forget who their competition is. If you're, again, with a hip replacement, you know, well, you know, an ice machine might be a replacement for your a competitor of a knee or a hip replacement device,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
But you think if you're so in your business, sometimes you don't see the forest through the trees. And so trying to use AI to kind of help you find out who your competitors are might be a helpful you know, venture at this point in our lives.
There is uses for AI, definitely, but it's amazing how incapable it is at times as well.
Yeah.
We do use it a lot, but it's just
a
tiny piece of the puzzle to put together to, you know, it'll tell you it can do a lot of things even that it can't do. And in the end, you spend tons of time trying to get it to do something, it won't even do it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I will caution business owners is if you're using AI just to write content, Google knows if it's AI written. So you have to be very careful what you're doing with that.
Yeah, I would imagine that. I think page structure, though, like finding your competitors and figuring out what pages, you know, if I have
a
home cleaning business, sometimes it's like, well, what am I going to put that's 500 words about home cleaning? Well, maybe you can go look at some other resources of what other people are doing and get some ideas. I think sometimes we get so stuck in well, duh, it's home cleaning. What more do I have to say about it? Well, you got to figure out something. Is it also true keeping fresh content on your pages? If you have a website that goes up and you just, you know, oh, well, I created it 7 years ago, never touched it ever again, that's not going to do very well either.
Oh, not at all. They want to see, search engines, mainly Google still has the monopoly, really, that businesses are active and using their website and they're actively working on it. So, yeah, you don't want to just set it up once and just leave it. I mean, if somebody comes to me and asks for a website, I'm going to ask them, what are your intentions of it? Do you just want it as a catalog or a showpiece, or do you want it to actually be a sales rep and generate business for you? In that case, you're going to need to be active on it and updating stuff, putting out new content, having a blog, and just having something that's really optimizing how the content is on there, the user interface, how people are interacting with it.
That's so interesting. You don't think of your website. I don't think of a website as a sales agent, but it could be. It should be.
It should be.
And I think people forget that sometimes. We'll be right back. Stick with us. All right. Welcome back. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Cy Sears in this morning from Sirius SEM. You are, you know, just here to help small businesses out.
Yes.
That's kind of, you know, help them gain customers, help them gain traction. Help small businesses understand where they're lacking.
Yes. Kinda.
So you mentioned that you started with Yellow Pages. What made you start into getting into SEO and websites and Google searches and all that? Where was this journey for you?
So it was really out of request by customers. So with the Yellow Pages, I started in the graphic design department and was ended up running that department. And then through that started on the side, a graphic design business, and then started offering printing for customers. And then from that, they started asking for websites. You know, this was back in early 2000s. So, you know, the web
again,
was
where people were like, we don't really need a website.
So,
here.
You know, it was just getting going. You know, 2003 is when I started the business. So, by 2005, I had more and more people asking for websites. So I started doing websites. And then they're asking, okay, well, how do we make it do something for us? You know, and that's where what I was really talking about, having your website be a sales rep for you. You know, where it's generating business, it should be a business generating asset. And it's not just something that you're pumping money into as a showpiece. So that's why I said, you know, you can do one that's that way and then it's a catalog or something, sure. But if you really want it to be an asset for your business, then there's a lot more to it. And that's what I was being asked for by people. So I was reluctant because I knew how the landscape of SEO was constantly changing and it was going to be a constant work really to keep up with it. So
I'm sure there's a learning curve. Like, you know, you kind of in graphic design, you kind of stay up to date on what fonts or colors or, you know, techniques are up to date, but there's not this like technology behind something that changes every 6 months, which you have to learn and you have to know what's going on all the time. It's not like that in graphic design. It's not as fast paced, I guess.
No, it's totally different in that way. And that was, I think, why I was reluctant to do it. But once I got into it, I am very analytical and technical. So once I got into doing it, then I found that I was interested in it. And I also saw what a need there is for honest businesses in my industry. Unfortunately, it's plagued with a lot of bad actors. Most companies I've worked with for 6, 7, 8 years or more, And they've been through two or three companies maybe in a period of 6 months before they found us. And, you know, I just hear the horror stories all the time of how they're promised all kinds of things and, you know, and they get nothing for their money.
Well, and I think that web design, web maintenance is such this foreign thing for some people. And if you're running a business, it's hard enough just to know all the ins and outs of running a business because most people know the trade. They know clothing. They know, right. You know, the service. They know healthcare. They know whatever their trade is, but, you know, they don't necessarily know how to run their books or how to hire employees or, right. You know, all those other things. And then you're like, no, now you need a website on top of that. And you have to maintain that website. And that website should be usable as a sales agent. It's like, oh my gosh, this is too overwhelming. I quit. I'm just going to let that website go to the wayside. But you're here as kind of that agent of saying it's not as hard or we can kind of work with you and help you with this.
Yeah, we really step in as their internal website management and marketing department. So in the website management, that if we're doing marketing for somebody, local search optimization mainly, then we're going to be maintaining their website and managing as well because we're going to be putting content out there. We're looking at the data, the numbers of how people are interacting with it, what's going on the website. So we're going to be updating that. We do have some clients where that's all we do is just maintain their website and do updates that need to be done and whatnot. But most of the time, it's either we've designed it and it's a one-off and they just wanted something to have their name out there, or it's because they're wanting it to actually generate business for them. And then we're constantly doing other things besides just on the site. A lot of what we do for the local search optimization is what we would call off-site. So there's, you know, other things we're doing, whether we're going out to look for opportunities to publish articles and get backlinks. You know, backlinks are still a viable way of sending rank signals to Google.
Yeah. Well, and how do you deal with people, you know, like you said, by the time they're calling you, they know it's valuable.
Yes.
But how do you deal with the people who are like, well, somebody told me I should call you, but I can't afford a website. And right. I think that's a big thing that people run into is like, well, where's the value here? Why I don't want to spend money on this.
Well, for me, it's just an ROI. Look at the numbers. I mean, what's your average job? What's your return on your average job? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then how many, what's kind of search volume is there in your market for your services? And then I know in most industries we work in kind of what numbers I can expect. And Google has some tools that will estimate what kind of return they can expect as far as how many leads they're going to get off of that. Okay, what's your closing rate on your leads typically? So we can actually go look at the numbers and say, like for a roof, for example, okay, you make $1,500 off a roof or $3,000 off a roof. How many does it take you to pay for a $1,500 month marketing bill? Mm-hmm. One roof and you've paid for your job for the months, you know.
And how many are you going to get? And
if you're getting 10 or 15 a month.
Yeah. Can you get access into those search, you know, can you figure out what people are searching or how many people are searching in that area? You know, you're very, you're into that local market a lot. So can you figure out how many people are locally searching for a new roof?
Oh yeah. We definitely do that. One of the first things we do is an audit for a new customer, and Google has a lot of tools. Plus there's a lot of other online tools that you can use like SEM Rush and different ones that will give you some estimates. But you know, we always go to Google because that's still by far the biggest driver. Mm-hmm. And if you get into their AdWords side, there's a keyword tool that you can actually use, and you can put in a specific area that you want to and keywords, and it will give you how many times those are searched per month and then what the average click-through rate is. Now, they're going to be doing it for AdWords, which is a lot lower click-through rate than an organic listing. So knowing that difference, and then, you know, that also leads into, well, what do you normally close on a lead? Well, your organic leads, you're going to close. You can ask, like, I know for a fact from, you know, the years of doing it, my customers, they close 75%, 85% on organic leads, where your pay-per-click, your AdWords leads, your Facebook ad leads, you might close 10, 20%, you know,
yeah,
if that.
Well, and I'm guessing, too, the thing with working with a consultant that specializes in the website, the search engine optimization aspect of things is that you see things differently than a roofer, somebody who builds a sunroom. Somebody who builds a sunroom may only think that, you know, people are going to search sunroom, but you may think external patio or what, you know, you may think in a way that somebody who's so into their business, you just miss things sometimes because you understand how it works, where I don't even know what other things that people could search, but I'm sure there are other things that, you know, roofers in my area might not be the only thing I search. And
definitely.
I think that's the thing when you work with kind of a business consultant and you seem like you kind of understand the whole package. You understand marketing in general and you understand the ROI and making sure that people are seeing the results from their ads. And that aspect is helpful for consultation as well.
Yeah. So there's a lot of tools out there to see how people are searching. So we have an onboarding form when we bring on a new client, they're going to fill that out. They're going to give me in there what their main services are and what they think their main keywords are. I'm going to go and put that through a lot of tools I use. And, you know, we spend a lot of money on a lot of these tools too to have access to a lot of this data. And then from that, I'm going to build, part of that audit is building out an extensive list of keywords that we're going to be doing targeting for that company. Then we'll go back and forth with them some and figure out, and then we get into tracking it and seeing which ones are getting the result. And that's a whole nother thing, how we track for our customers.
We'll be right back. Stick with us. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have Cy Sears in this morning from Sirius SEM. Just in general, you're here to help business owners out locally for sure. But what if you don't have just a local business? What if you have a service that you can, or a product even that can ship anywhere? Are you still working with local business owners that aren't, their customers aren't just local?
So we have worked with companies, but when you get into product and e-commerce, it's a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. That's something totally different. So that is so labor intensive if you really want to do e-commerce right, that's something I really stress to them. They need to ultimately bring in-house. We'll help them get it going and show them how, but they're going to need to, we can't serve enough customers unless I were to bring on somebody ultimately almost what they're doing just full time for them if they're really going to do it right.
Yeah.
So the companies that are successful at it, they realize that quickly and they bring somebody in house to do it.
Yeah.
So we mainly help them get going and show them where to start with that. Like right now, we're about to launch an e-commerce site for a nursery in McMinnville. And
which isn't that the nursery capital of the world?
Yes.
So how do you get a nursery to stand out when there's so many, you know, that's got to be.
But there's a lot of them that aren't online. Mm. And if they are, it's just a simple, okay, here's a one page about us, give us a call.
Yeah.
Where, you know, actually going through and building a site with all the products. And when you have that many different plants or products, you know, it's time consuming to maintain that. And, you know, we did it for another company that's actually based out of McMinnville that does parts for like first gen through third gen Ford vehicles. So the very first models of Fords, they help people restore them and stuff. And he's got like 2,000 parts.
Mm.
So, you know, he knows them in and out. I was like, I can't put all these on the website.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's going to cost you so much to pay me to do it versus, so we helped, got it set up and then taught them how to do it. And then now they maintain it.
So the services that people are working with you, you have a variety of different ways that you can work with people. You do build websites.
Yes.
You'll set it up for search engine marketing optimization, but you also will kind of consult with people and get them set up in the right way.
Yes.
Are there other services that people could look to you for?
So the main services are really the web design and the search marketing. We do run paid ad campaigns on Facebook and on Google AdWords. So, or Instagram also with Facebook and YouTube. So for promoting individual events, a lot of times we'll recommend that. Or for new businesses that are just getting going, a lot of people will do that in coincide with the organic marketing, the local search marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So that while we're getting them ranking in Google, there can still get some business coming in off of the paid ads. You know, in the long run, your organic results are going to be your best, what we call organic, which is from your search engines and not from your paid ads. Your cost per lead is going to be a lot lower. As I mentioned already, your closing rate is going to be a lot higher. So you're going to get a lot better results off of those. But they do all have their place, especially depending on the stage of your business, what your business does. Like I said, special events, different things you want to just promote. That's a good way to do it, a one-off that way.
How important are Google reviews? Because I know that's kind of been a thing where people will, you know, put a sign up and they're really, really heavily encouraging Google reviews. Is that make or break for a business?
it's not make or break, but it is very important. That's one thing I will tell somebody right off when we start with them is it's what we call social proof, your reviews. So if we can get you ranking in that top three in the Google local pack, but if you have no reviews or one or two and everybody else has 60, 70 or more, then you're going to have a hard time getting people to call you. Even you may be first, but if you have the least reviews and second and third have way more than you, they're going to get calls. So we have ways we do certain pages we put on a site to make it easier for them to ask for those reviews from customers and to give them some quality control at the same time. So that way, if they can just send it to everybody that's a customer of theirs, and if they had an issue, well, they're going to get that feedback before that person leaves a review, so they can try to correct that. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to work with businesses that aren't honest, hardworking businesses. So we try to vet the businesses we'll take on as clients because we don't want to work with one that's going to give – we don't want to promote somebody that's not going to be a good business.
Yeah, a bunch of one-star reviews are not going to rank high. That ranking could go lower and lower and lower, and then it's not.
Well, and I don't want to teach a business that's not a good, reputable business how to get customers and then make a bunch of my community be doing business with somebody that is not a good business owner, maybe shouldn't be in business because they don't do a good job at what they do.
What's one tip that... if I'm a small business owner and I'm listening to this, what's one tip on Google that's kind of the most important thing?
Ooh, I don't know that I can say there's one most, but it's if you're a small business, it's really figuring out how to rank in the local pack. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's what's replaced the phone book. That's where people are going to find you at. Mm-hmm. But yeah, reviews, even if you don't rank high in that, you can still get some business from it if you have a lot of reviews. For example, right now we're in the process of having to have our roof redone. I went and searched and I called a couple. We had a hard time getting one to even come out to start with. Yep. And all the roofers I work with happen to not be local. So I didn't have one I knew that I could call on locally. And the guy that did it's no longer in business. And anyways, he did such a bad job, I wouldn't call him. But what I did ultimately was go through and start looking for the people that had the most reviews and decide which one I wanted to call. And it wasn't based on them being in the top three. It was just based on what reviews they had.
I feel like because you can have sponsored rankings now, you almost scroll past the beginning of the list at this point. And so even, you know, paying for your position is not advantageous because people now see that they see that it's sponsored and they're like, oh, okay, well, let me go to something that's more organic. People are wanting that because you know, well, you just paid to be there. And then I would think that Google profile is pretty important too, of having that filled out. And
It's definitely having that set up is definitely the first basis, and getting it verified, putting as much information as you can on there, and publishing to it. Like, for the users, there's not going to be a lot of value in that, but as Google likes you to use their products. So mm-hmm. if you're publishing to it, active on it, that's going to help. So, you know, and then one thing, whether we're doing it for the client, what I see most businesses lack in is actually tracking their marketing. Mm. So they know where they're getting their leads from. So if we're doing it, we have two different dashboards that they're going to have access to see the tracking, to see how many customers are coming in, where they're coming from. We even get call tracking numbers so we can tell and listen to the calls, record the calls, so we can tell which ones are actual real leads. And especially if we're doing organic marketing and doing paid ads, then we know exactly where those leads are coming from, which ads they're coming from. And so looking at all that data is... it would be cumbersome for a business owner, but that's where if you really want to take it to the next level, having somebody that knows how to do that and is doing that accurately is very important.
Well, and I think it's just the difference between, you know, running your being kind of like, oh, I'm just creating a job for myself, running a business because I don't want to work for somebody else, and really creating a business where you're trying to grow and maybe have employees. And if you want to elevate your business, you can't afford to not be tracking where your leads are coming from and knowing where to put the money. And that's just kind of the difference. So many, yes, you can run a business and be successful to make, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 for yourself to support your family. But is that all you want? And that's okay if that is, but you're kind of here to kind of help businesses become that next level.
Yeah, that's what you said there. One thing you said, that's something that I heard early on somebody say, are you an entrepreneur or did you just make a job for yourself? Mm-hmm. And that's when I realized, when I had gone full time with my business, that I had just made a job for myself. Mm-hmm. And taking it to that next level of being able to say, can my business run if I step away? Can it run for a month with me stepped away? Or at least
so
a week
often,
or two.
Business owners, you know, that's
and
not,
if it can't, then yeah. you're not an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You've made a job for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But we help businesses to grow to that point. And then there's a lot of little things we help consult and how to tie together all these things, because there's so many tools that, as a business owner myself, that I use, that if you're doing business, especially if you're doing business through your website, e-commerce, taking payments, whatever, there's ways we can tie it into your QuickBooks, to all kinds of things to make your life much easier. You're invoicing everything.
Well, and I want to just kind of point out that the price tag when you hire a consultant, a company like this, feels like, oh my gosh, I could never afford something like that. But when you see the results of it, you can't afford not to.
Oh, exactly. And results. That's one thing that we don't do long-term contracts. Ours are all month to month. And I always tell customers this, because I want our results to speak for themselves. I don't want you locked into some contract that you got sold on 6 months down the road just because you got sold on it and it's not producing results. So that's why we're willing to do it month to month, because we know I'm not going to take on a client unless I know I can get them results. And sometimes people aren't happy with what I tell them, because I'm like, if your budget isn't there to do what's going to be needed to get results, I'm going to be honest about it, and I'm not going to take your money for a month or two and just go on to the next person. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I can't do it for that, because you're not going to get the results you want. You're not going to see actual results that are going to give you a return on your money.
Mm-hmm. Well, so how can people find you if they want to, you know, if people are like, I need a piece of this pie. So how can people find you?
Well, you can definitely go to our website, SiriusSEM.com. Or you can call us at 931-259-4259.
Or look at your Google business profile,
yes.
I'm guessing.
Now, our name, there's a game, an online game that's Sirius Sam. So because it's a huge worldwide, like, we'll show up, of course, you know, but you're also going to see a bunch of these weird gaming things if you search our name.
Which is so interesting when you're naming a business, just to kind of try and think of all those details.
Yes.
Think of, you know, even your URL can look weird in certain,
yes,
places and stuff like that. So.
And they all have ranking signals if you're really trying to rank. So, you know, if you're going to, that's another thing, if you are starting a new business, before you go buy all your domains and start your website, if you are willing to, go talk to somebody that knows what they're doing in the industry and let them help you through that process.
And is you and your team, Si, are you the people that can kind of help people through that process?
Yes.
Yeah. And I like the fact that you yourself have grown a business and not just a job for yourself. You know, you mentioned that you had a team and an office and all that stuff. This is not something that you have to have a business. You can do this by yourself. You could have,
right,
kept it small and done it by yourself, but you decided to grow a business and employ other people and all that stuff.
Yes.
Tell me that website one more time.
So you can find us at SiriusSEM.com, and that is Sirius, SERIOUS, not like the radio.
Gotcha. Yeah. Serious. Like, we are serious
about
your business.
We are serious about your business.
There you go. Love it. Thank you so much.